Let's have the sisters read Luke 11:28. But he said,
"Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and heed it."
Blessed are those who hear and what?
Hear it.
Hear and what?
Keep it.
Hear and what?
Keep it.
Keep it. That means do it. You hear it? Do it. Okay, let's all read James 1:21 and 22. All together. Therefore,
receive in meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls, and become doers of the word, and not hearers only who delude themselves.
This verse has become new to me in the past week as I've been going over this. Receive the implanted word. We saw in Peter that the word was a seed that got into us and brought us forth in our regeneration. Right? Remember the verse? You memorized it. Okay. Now, James, he says the word is a plant. Oh, a little seed that is growing. This phrase is very unique. It's nowhere else in implanted word. Receive more. So the plant will grow, Jason. Don't you want the plant to grow? Do you have any plants at home? Don't you watch them so they don't die? You want them to grow. Oh, the word is like that. Planted in us. But we the other day, and I'm not going to go back there. But every day you need to be saved. Your soul needs to be saved. What is that? Your mind needs to be renewed from the mind of this world. Your emotions need to be subdued from the stimulation of Satan and the world. Your will needs to be turned. Okay, brothers, Psalm 119:112.
I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end.
I have inclined my heart to do what the Bible says. To perform your statutes means simply to do what the word says. I have inclined my heart. Sisters, John 7:17.
If anyone resolves to do his will, he will know concerning the teaching.
If anyone resolves to do his will. Resolves. Okay. All together, 2 Corinthians 3:16.
But when every heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Okay. In this message, the first point was God's will. The second point was Satan's will. The third point is God's will implanted in us, dwelling in us richly. The fourth point is our choice. Or you may say our will, but I like choice here. Because it's not an objective thing, it's a subjective thing. It's an act. Our choice. Our choice. That is the choice of our will. We know that the only part of fallen man that is useful to God is the will, the God-created will, to choose. In Genesis chapter 3, man chose and made a wrong choice. And throughout the Bible, at the end of his life, Moses said to the children of Israel, choose. Choose who you will serve. And Joshua, as they went into the good land, he said, choose this day whom you will serve. God respects and honors your will. Is beaten down. No. At last has yielded. hear the word and keep it. But you have to receive it. And then you have to incline your heart. You have to incline your heart to be a doer of the word, to obey the word. You said, amen, the word of God. Amen means, yes, I will obey. When God speaks and you say amen, that means, okay, you say so, I take it, I will do it. It's your choice. It's your choice. If anyone resolves, that's more than just choosing. That's making a deep determination to do his will. You don't know what it is because you haven't resolved to do it. You're in confusion what to do about it. Is the man of God may be complete. That's God's will for my life. Everything else falls into place governed by that. So if you don't know what to do, it's because you haven't made a resolve of heart. You haven't determined in your heart that not out of your own energy and supply. No, this is not like the law that demands and has no supply to carry it out, so nobody can do it. Brother Lee once said something very interesting. He said the Old Testament has 10 commandments, the New Testament has hundreds of commandments. No commandments. Lots of commandments. Children, obey your parents. Love one another. Resolve to do his will. That's the way to know. That's the way to know. So, young people, and this is my main burden. Tomorrow, every day, it's your choice. The Lord is in you. The supply is there. The grace is there. The life is there. The spirit is there. All that you need is there. The word is there. Everything you need. We have the equipment that we need. So there's no lack of supply, there's only a lack of your choice. Only a lack of your resolve. What do you choose? To go along with the tide of this age to the lake of destruction, or to be a man of God, fully equipped unto every good work? If you're not clear, if you say, I don't understand what you're talking about, then turn your heart to the Lord and the veil will be taken away. You're not clear because your heart is set in another direction. If you turn your heart to the Lord and you say, Lord, oh, longing for obedience to Christ, I long to be obedient to you, O Lord. Turn your heart. Turn your heart. Every day, this is not once for all. You know, all a conference can do is open you and turn you. Then you have to carry out day by day, day by day, day by day. Back in your morning when you wake up, Turn my heart to thee, Lord, I believe my heart is untrue. See, turn. Our heart is not reliable. Our heart is deceitful. But when we turn our heart to the Lord, all the cloudiness, all the uncertainty, there are some people, they always come with questions. Now I have an answer. Turn your heart to the Lord. The veil will be taken away. Half of the questions will be blown away and the other half will be answered. You know what I mean. Young people, God has a will. His will chose and predestinated you unto sonship to be a man of God, fully equipped. Satan has a will, and he has a system, a satanic system, this whole age to keep you away from God's will. But God has given you his word to be implanted. That plant grows. And then God honors your will. He may try his best to guide you, but if you say no, he will not override your will, your choice. So every day you have to choose, Lord, I choose life. I choose you. Sweet will of God, I choose you.